Welcome to Ask a Coach. Ask Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running, and we're with Georgia Bamber today, who is a success coach. She helps people to change their habits and to reach their goals. She's got a background in psychology and life coaching, business, nutrition, fitness. She's an endurance athlete herself, so she's very used to juggling. So I'm going to be talking to her today a little bit about just what a life coach actually is, and also about the sorts of things that she could help maybe you with. So welcome, Georgia.
Hi, thanks, Kirsten. Nice to be here.
Is life coaching something that's just for some people, or can it help everybody?
I think that is an excellent question. Actually, life coaching can help everybody. I would say nobody needs a life coach. People often say, well, you know, who needs a life coach? And I would say, well, no one needs it. No one's going to die if you don't have a life coach, right? I mean, if you don't get a life coach, you know, your life's going to tick over. You'll be, you know, kind of going along as you always have. So no one needs one. But in my opinion, everybody should want to have one. Because a life coach can just change your life in so many ways. It will take your life from, you know, that trajectory of kind of, you know, just flat, maybe, you know, ticking along, and it just takes it up to a whole new level. So anyone can benefit from having a life coach. It just helps you take your life basically to new levels that, you know, maybe you might have achieved by yourself over time, but it really just ramps up your chances and speed of success. And anybody can benefit.
It's the acceleration factor that
and even just the doing it factor. Like, some people will just never realize their own kind of capabilities and potentials unless someone can help them see that. So they might not even know that they could do it or dream that it was possible. So a coach basically helps you make your dreams reality rather than be dreams.
Okay. So then I guess it kind of leads to another question, which is exactly then, what does a life coach actually do? So we kind of see what the outcome of having a life coach might be, but what do you as a life coach do?
What are the nuts and bolts of it?
In a couple of sentences.
Yeah, well, I suppose like any coach, you know, your job is to maximize people's potential. I mean, you as a running coach try and help people become better runners or have PBs or, you know, finish a race, whatever it is. So it's that same thing, but we do it in regards as the life bit. Suggests, you know, in relation to life as a whole. You know, people are really comfortable with the idea of having a fitness coach or a sports coach to help them reach their goals, but there's a lot less understanding around what a life coach does. But essentially, it's the same thing. So what we help people do, or what I help people do, is get really clear on what it is that they want. Because a lot of people just have a feeling of unease or of unfilled potential or discontent, but they don't quite know what it is that they want. So we help them find clarity. And then once they've got clarity, I help them learn the kind of skills and the tools to then take stuff to a new level. So to look at also what's been holding them back. So I look at their mindset in terms of what's going on in their brains right now. And then I give them the tools to develop confidence and new habit tools and things so that they can move then forwards to do the things that they want to do with their life. So generally, we just help people gain clarity. But also, I think a really important part of coaching is helping people to get a new perspective on their life, like seeing the wood for the trees, because often we're so caught up in that day-to-day that we just can't see what's going on. So
that's
coach can help
so
you
true.
Like pull back and take like the bird's eye view of it all. And then also, what I'm really good at is asking people questions and getting them to ask themselves better questions, which then gets your brain turning and the lights start to switch on and then everything starts to make sense. So I think it's just that process of starting to question what you're doing with your life, which really spurs the whole thing on.
It's certainly I find, you know, it's the treadmill. And if you don't take, as you say, a bird's eye view, sometimes you'll just keep doing things because that's the way you've always done them.
You've been told you should do it or whatever. Yes. Very few people stop back and think, but what do I want to be doing? And so having a coach is somebody who's interested in you. And there's so very few opportunities in life where you get to have a conversation with someone who doesn't have their own agenda, who isn't thinking about what they were doing last Friday or whatever. Like, they're there 100% focused on you. And it's rare to get those kinds of conversations. So that alone, coaching is worthwhile doing, just to have that person to talk to. And then there's so much more that you get from it.
Sure. You've also got a degree in psychology.
I do, yeah.
What do you see as the difference between a psychologist and a life coach?
I suppose psychology in general is just the study of the mind, isn't it? But when people think of like psychologists or therapists or counselors, they're thinking mental health. So if you were to come at mental health from a counseling perspective, it's very much about trying to get people who are in a negative kind of state to just a level neutral place of wellness. Whereas coaching takes people from the neutral state and tries to get the best out of them.
Right.
So I would say that counseling is kind of almost backwards looking. It's trying to figure out, well, how did you get where you are now? And how can we just get you to a place where you know, you're fine. Yeah. Whereas coaching is forward looking and it's more about, well, what are you going to do with your life now? What can you achieve? What's possible for you? So it's really much more focused on that positive element as opposed to just fixing the negative elements.
Yeah. I guess if you kind of look at that using a sporting analogy, it's, counseling is kind of fixing the injury, getting you to a state where you can
absolutely
then
like rehabilitation. Whereas coaching would be getting you to the finish line of your first marathon or and counseling is very much focused on why, whereas coaching is focused on kind of, well, what's next? What are we going to do about it now? Like, even though the past, you know, is important to some extent, it's just like, well, that happened. That's bad luck. What are we going to do about it now? Okay. Yeah. I mean, counseling has its role for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not the same thing.
Okay. Because I think that sometimes people find it sometimes a bit hard to distinguish between the two. You probably don't have to actually study as much to be a life coach.
I think
psychologist, but with you, you've got to do both.
I think that's a problem with coaching is that it's tainted with that brush in that it's true. You can go out and probably get a coaching certificate, you know, after doing 3 hours of training or whatever. You know, there isn't that same qualification as somebody who's become a therapist who's generally done a psychology degree. Yeah. So, I mean, I was very reluctant in the beginning to go and call myself a life coach because having a master's in psychology and having worked in that field, it sticks in your throat a bit because there are a lot of, you know, scammers out there and or people who have the best intentions but actually don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
People just had a few hours training or just going on gut feel, but there's a lot more to it than all of that. And I think, you know, having the training in mental health in general really helps with coaching. Yes, I understand why people are hesitant and people think of it as like a luxury, but the way I look at coaching, it's probably the best investment after you've got food and shelter. It's the best investment you can make because it gives you the opportunity to go from here to here. Like, you can be happier, you can be healthier, you can be more wealthy, you can be more successful. Like, why wouldn't you pay to have more money? It just makes more sense. So it's like people think of it as this kind of frivolous luxury, but actually it's a serious investment, which has, you know, big payoffs.
So going back to, you said something which resonated before, which was about you get people to ask themselves the right questions. I was reading something the other day and it described life coaching as a no BS workout for your brain. Do you agree that it's a hard workout?
I think it is, in the sense that coaching is about like really stripping things back and getting really honest with yourself. Like, it's becoming aware of how you think and how that thinking is causing you to feel and then how that's influencing your whole life. And if you're holding on to any BS or telling yourself stories, you're only kidding yourself at the end of the day. And the results, everything that you have in your life is going to be a direct reflection of what's going on in your brain. So you can bullshit yourself as much as you like, but if you haven't got what you want in your life, the buck stops with you. And so it's all about taking that responsibility and owning up to the fact that what you've got was caused by you and nobody else. So yeah, for sure. It's definitely, you know, it would be in that sense, it would be.
So when you're working with someone, how do you know if you're focusing on the right things with them? Not so much how you draw that out of them, but what do you kind of do to check in and make sure that, yeah, this is really what we need to be focusing on here?
Some clients, of course, come to me and they know what they want to do, or they think they know what they want to do. Yeah. Often that is not. They're two very different things. What they want and what they need are not always the same.
Yeah.
But I will always, doesn't matter what they tell me they want, I always take them through an assessment process, which I call a life audit, where I go through every single area of their life. I get them to rate it. I get them to describe why they rate it that way. And then from that, we get a really good picture of everything that's going on and how it all interplays with each other. And then we can pick the pieces that need work on first. But at the end of the day, I actually don't think there is a right or a wrong place to start, because like anything, it all has knock-on and spillover effects into other areas of your life. It's like with health, if you start to eat better, well then you have more energy, so you might start to exercise more, and then you start to sleep better because you're, you know, it's just all knock-on effects. So I think you can pretty much pick any area of your life and start to learn the tools and skills, and then that will filter into the rest of it. So no right or wrong place.
Maybe you could give us an example of how you've helped someone.
Say a client that I had just finished up with recently, she came to me because she just left her job for various reasons and didn't kind of know what she wanted to do next with her life, like what the future, she didn't know what she wanted the future to look like. And this is kind of common with a lot of my clients. They just have that feeling that they want more, or that they've kind of missed the boat, or there's something else out there waiting for them, but they're not sure what it is. So I basically just helped her brainstorm all the possible futures that, you know, she could have, and what was she looking for, and what was important to her, and help her get in touch with her values and her priorities. And so then we drew like all these pictures of possibilities, and then narrowed them down to what she wanted. And then you look at like, There's lots of different ways to get to one result. So we then would look at, we looked at ways like, how can we get to that result? And then I helped her pick the best track to get to the results that she wanted. And she went from being, you know, unhappy with the job that she had, which she left, not knowing what she wanted to do. And 3 months later, she's running a flourishing business, doing something that she's always dreamed of, but she never thought was possible because she didn't have that confidence and the courage, or just the kind of vision to believe that it was possible. And so I just helped her. She had everything in her, and that's what I love about the job. The clients actually have everything in them. It's just, I'm just really uncovering it for them. And so now she's running, you know, this brilliant flourishing business, and it's so fun to see her succeed like that. So that's like a typical thing, somebody just needing that clarity around what they want next, and then giving that, you know, the push and also the support and the accountability to then start making steps to make those new visions happen. So
well, that doesn't sound too scary.
No, it's not. It's really fun. I think people always, you know, the first session that people come to me, they're always like really nervous. I'm like, no, this is fun. I think, you know, and it's a bit of both. It can be confronting as well, because you do have to ask yourself why you haven't got what you want yet, or how you've gone wrong. Like, it can be like that. And I don't think I've yet to have a client who hasn't cried. Like, there is crying always involved, isn't it? Because you have to like kind of, you know, take a few home truths on board, you know, sometimes. Because, you know, if you were doing everything perfectly well, then your life would be amazing and perfect and whatever. But I think everybody's life is a work in progress, and you can always do better. You can always do more. I don't think anybody is a 10 or 100% or whatever. Like, there's always room for growth and change. Otherwise, life would be boring. So, don't want to do that. Most people are they're scared to try anything different. They're scared to make mistakes. They're scared to fail. So they all stay in their little comfort zones when there's so much out there for them.
I was going to say that, as I say, you know, people are sort of scared to let go and change, but there's also that sense of you, almost a little bit of a sense of loss, I imagine, sometimes, in that this is who I am, but in fact, and I want to be someone different. I want to be someone different, but I want things to be different. But you do have to sort of just let go of those things, and there may well be some sort of sense of a loss of, I don't know, loss of how things were, in a way.
Yeah, I think in some sense, but I think we just get carried away with life, and sometimes we get lost ourselves in that. Like, you start off on one path in your mid-20s, and you know, you have kids, or you know, you have your career, or whatever it is, and then 10 years later, you're like, how did I get here? You know, life just takes you there, and we're so unaware sometimes. Yeah. So I think the whole coaching process gets you to look at, like, this is how I got here, and this is where I want to go next. Like, it just pulls you back from day to day.
It sounds like you absolutely love what you do.
I really love what
motivates you to do this?
I think I really, really hate seeing potential being wasted. Hate when you go out in the streets and you see people, and most, you just look around and people aren't smiling, they're not happy, they're not enjoying themselves. I just hate people living lives that are like, okay. You know, you ask her, how are you? I'm okay, I'm fine. Like, I think we're so lucky to be alive, and life's so short. I want to help people be more than fine. I want to help them to, you know, find out what they're capable of, and help them to do that, because I know that people really have so much more in them than they generally give themselves credit for. So that's what motivates me. It's just getting people and helping them see that potential and then create something that they're really happy with.
And I know you kind of alluded to this before. It'd be great if you could just elaborate a little bit more on what the sort of the steps that get taken along the way. So let's say I've come to you and I've said, Georgia, I just want to be a bit happier and I can't really define anything more than that. What's the first thing you then say to me?
I have a whole process that I take people through, and I actually call it the transformation bridge. And in that bridge, there's like two parts of it. So one part of coaching is what I call the pillars of transformation. So those are kind of the underlying qualities that I help you to attain throughout coaching. And those are awareness of kind of what you're thinking, and what you're feeling. It's about taking responsibility, which is what we talked about earlier, just accepting the fact that the only person who got you where you are now is you, and the only person who's going to get you to where you want to go is you. And then the third one is about taking action. People need to be willing to actually do something and get off the couch and start to, commit to something. But in terms of the actual steps, it's all about the clarity to start with. Like, if you don't know what you want, obviously we're going nowhere. So the first step is that clarity, really helping you to figure out what it is that you want. So that's about coming to terms with your values and your priorities and things that you dreamed of and what suits you as a person. So it's about clarity. Then it's about understanding motivation. Like, why do you want those things? Because I think your motivating force has to be greater than the pain that you're probably going to have to go through to get what you want. Because, it's like running. Like, you need to have, it's that finish line. It's that finish medal. Well, actually, for me, it's the T-shirt. I do the races for the T-shirt. But if there was no T-shirt, I don't know if I'd want to get up and do a 2-hour run in the morning. So, it's having that motivating factor. So it's finding that and making sure that you really want this enough to go through the effort to get
it. It's interesting, just as you're going along, I'm nodding, saying, because it's coaching, and it doesn't really matter, as you say, it doesn't really matter if it's sports coaching or life coaching or whatever. It's coaching and it's processes that
absolutely. And so then once you've got that, then I look at the blocks. Okay, you want this, so why haven't you done it already? Okay, so then we look at what stopped them to that point. And some of them are physical blocks, like actual objects or the people in their lives getting in their way. Or they could be internal blocks, so their thoughts that are getting in their way or their feelings or anything. So we look at that. And then I help them to really get to grips with their mindset, because I'm a big believer that you need to develop the mindset of the person you want to be now. Because if you keep thinking in the same old ways, doing the same old things, you're going to get the same results. Yeah. So it's about adapting your mindset to the one of the person that you want to be in the future. And people find that a bit tricky. And then ultimately it's about having a plan. And that is what you do. You give people a coaching plan. If you don't get up in the morning and you don't know what you're supposed to do that day in order to reach your goal, well, you're not going to do it. So it's actually then breaking it down to a practical step-by-step plan as to what you need to be doing each day. Mm-hmm. So, I imagine it's the exact same process that you take people through in running. It's just applying it to that, a different level of thinking. It's to life in general, or whatever goal it is that you've set.
Yeah. Is there any of your clients or people what are some of the sort of things that people have done that really surprised you in a good way?
I think luckily I'm pretty good at helping people create kind of the changes and reach their goals. So I think there's nothing that surprised me except that how surprised they are. I think that's what I find most surprising. People seriously underestimate themselves all the time. They really lack in confidence. They have a lot of dreams, but they don't believe that it's for them or that they can do it. So I think what surprises me most is, how surprised people are. They're like, whoa, I've done this. Surprises me.
But
they didn't believe in themselves. Like, I believed in them, and it takes them that time to have that belief. And then they're like, wow, I did this.
Which must be very rewarding.
Absolutely. That's what makes the job fun.
Exactly. And then for people who are listening to us now, what would you suggest might be the one thing or the first thing they should do if they're wanting to make some changes in their life?
Definitely.
Other than call you, of course.
Hire me. I am the most awesome life coach that you will find. That, of course, is a brilliant idea. But it's all about awareness. That is the key, I think, to all change, is understanding that everything you're thinking is what is influencing what's going on in your life. And most people, you know, we have something like 50, 60,000 thoughts a day. Like, how many of those are you actually aware of? I know it's like a lot of them are unconscious. Yeah, a lot of them are unconscious. Like, I need to move my arm and my leg or whatever. But a lot of them are conscious. And the large majority of actually the conscious thoughts are usually negative, which, you know, it's all that negative self-talk that you're telling yourself. So it's about becoming aware of what you're telling yourself and then how that's affecting how you feel. And then your feelings obviously affect your actions. So it's the very first step is just creating that level of awareness. So if you're doing something or frustrated with something, just take a step back and say, what was I thinking? You know, what was going through my head as I stopped doing that? Or why didn't I, you know, go that extra, you know, 100 meters to the finish line? Why did I, what was I thinking? And that's where your key will lie in terms of what's been holding you back or what's making you feel the way that you're feeling. So awareness is always the number one and most important thing, I think, in self-coaching, if that's right. What you want to call it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So if people wanted to find out a little bit more about what you do or work with you, what can they do? Obviously, you can go to your website and
then go to my website, which is georgiabamba.com. And I've also given you the link, I think, which you're going to put in the notes to this interview, for a workbook, which is a life audit workbook. And that takes, that'll take you through kind of the basic process that I go through with my clients in their first session with me. And that's just doing that overview of your life. And it's a really good place to start because you can figure out, okay, what's going right? What's going wrong? What do I need to work on? And then from there, you can make a plan as to how to make the changes that you want. But yeah, that, again, that will help with creating that awareness. So that would be a really good first step.
Yeah, and
so, people are always on my site. You can book straight for, I do a free 20-minute discovery call with people so they can explore coaching and I can explore, you know, what it is that they want to achieve. And then we can make a plan as to how we can make that happen through coaching work. So that's available as well on my website.
And so your coaching is mostly one-on-one?
It's mostly one-on-one. Next year I will be starting again probably some group programs, but at the moment the best way to work with me is one-on-one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That all sounds wonderful. And I'm glad that we've clarified exactly what a life coach is. As I said, it doesn't sound very scary at all. And I think possibly people have thought of a life coach as a scary kind of prospect. And as you say, sometimes considered to be a luxury, but really when you spell it out like that for us, that makes an awful lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just having a cheerleader and somebody to help you be your best version of yourself. Like, it's fun.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Georgia.
You are very welcome. Thanks.